Welcome back, Josh.
欢迎赵师弟兄回来。
And it's summertime. Welcome back, David.
I'm glad to meet you.
That's good. We're glad. And there are some others with us today who are new today. And special welcome to each of you.
我们今天新来的呢，我们也特别欢迎你们。
So we're just going to keep on studying. We're going through the book of Romans, and we're going to try just to learn these truths. Today we're going to do something that I don't usually do. I'm going to put a picture for you on the board today, and that'll maybe just help you understand what it is that the Lord is talking to us about.
所以今天呢，我会用一个特别的方式，我会在黑板上画个图，来更好的解释今天主借的这些新闻想要传递的信息。我们就继续学罗马书。
So let's pray now, and then we'll get into our study.
我们先做个祷告，然后学习。
Lord, we want to thank you for the privilege of studying the Bible.
主啊，我们要谢谢您为了那学习圣经的荣幸。
We remember, Lord, that the Holy Spirit was sent to us in order to help us understand the Bible.
主啊，我们谢谢您，因为圣灵差来是为了让我们明白圣经。
And then from that understanding to bring conviction so that we might obey what we learned.
所以借着这明白能带着我们有确据愿意顺服。
And so, Lord, our simple prayer today is teach us what the Bible says, and then help us to live it, we pray.
我们今天简单的祷告是教导我们关乎圣经的道理，也带领我们能活出来。
For each one who is here today, Lord, we give thanks.
我们在为在座的每一位献上感恩。
And you know the many problems that are in our lives as we try to live for Jesus Christ.
你也知道我们每一个人当为了基督而活的时候会碰到很多的困难。
And so we pray that you'll just bless those who have particular trials today.
也祝福那一切今天有特别需要的人。
Fulfill your promises in them, Lord. Bless them through the trial and lead them out of the problems in your own good time, we ask.
主啊，也求您带着每一个人在自己的试炼中能够得胜，带着他们按照您的心意能够走出来。
And so, Lord, we pray that you'll continue to bless us now, and we ask this in Jesus' name.
求您继续的祝福我们，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, today we're going to be studying again in Romans chapter 12.
来看罗马书的十二章。
And I think this morning, or this afternoon, we will read verses 1 through 5. Romans 12, verses 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do that first of all in Chinese and then in English.
我们先读十二章的前面五节，我们一人一节顺序读，然后我们再用英文读。所以十二章的一到五节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
我凭着所赐给我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的。要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，相互联络做肢体，也是如此。
All right, then again in English. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Then you will be able to test
and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me,
I say
to every one of you, do not think of yourself
more highly
than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same functions, so in Christ we are many, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Very good. Thank you. We'll leave it there, and we'll begin to see if we can put this package together. So I'm going to try to write some of this up on the board behind me, and I'm not very good at artistic activities, so you'll have to bear with me, but we're going to try anyway. The first thing that we're going to put up on the board is the therefore sign.
所以我会把这个逻辑呢，这几节的逻辑画在黑板上。 我不是一个很好的画家，所以大家担当一点，但我会努力把它讲清楚。
Okay, so when you study mathematics, you see these three dots, and they mean therefore, don't they?
所以你如果学数学呢，你就知道这三个点啊，上面一个点，两个，下面两个点的标识的意思就是所以。
So, the logic of God is, we're at chapter 12, all the chapters before build a logic, and because of the logic that goes before, consequences must follow.
所以前面的很多的逻辑走下来呢，就一定会得到一个结论或者结果，那就是这个所以后面的内容了。God
is very logical.
所以神是非常有逻辑的。And
when we stand before God on Judgment Day, He's going to say, did you use your brains?
所以我们有一天在审判日面对他的时候，他会问你，你有没有用你的脑子？
When I went to university, I used to question some of my friends. I would say, do you believe the Bible?
我在大学的时候，我会跟我的同学说，你相不相信圣经？
And some of them would say, oh, I used to, but I don't believe it anymore.
那有的人会说呢，我以前信，现在我不再信了。And
I would say, when did you used to believe the Bible?
我说你什么时候叫做以前信？
And they would say, one of them said to me, well, I studied the Bible in Sunday school, but then I stopped going to Sunday school, so I stopped studying the Bible.
所以有的人会这么回答，我以前去主日学，主日的主日学，那后来我就不去了，就不再学了。I
said, when was that?
我说那是什么时候呢？
They said, well, when I was in grade 3.
他会说，那我三年级的时候我去了。I
said, in what grade are you in now?
那我说你现在几年级呢？
They said, well, I'm in third year university.
那是我是大学三年级了。I
said, you're saying God is not reliable because I studied him here, now I'm way up here, and I don't believe him because, and they haven't studied any more of God. They're using a third year university mind to criticize a grade 3 student's understanding of some things they learned in Sunday school.
所以他等于用一个大学三年级的逻辑去质疑一个小学三年级的他所学的知识，这个是他等于在这段时间里他都没有。
And God says on Judgment Day to the people, did you use your mind when you were evaluating God?
所以神会在主审判人呢会问我们，那你是不是真的用了你的脑子呢？那你说完全都这段时间从小学三年级大学三年级你啥都没学过，那你怎么去跟神说我真的认真看过你的话呢？
I'm trying to think of anybody that I met when I was at university and I was there for a long time. I can't think of anybody that I met there who convinced me that they used their mind to reject God.
因为我在大学里碰到过很多很多的人说他不信的，我没有碰到过一个他真的用了他的脑子也用了他足够的逻辑来思考来拒绝神的，没有。
Now God says, I want you to use your mind in order to do what is right before God.
所以神希望我们使用我们的脑子，使用我们的理性来做。
So verse 1 says,
正确的逻辑。
And I've got to read it because I'll quote it in the other translation. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
So I'm going to draw you a picture of God's mercy.
所以我要给你画一个神慈悲的画，神怜悯的图画。
Okay, that's my best picture of God's mercy.
这是我最好的画出来的，神的慈悲就是这样的。
Okay, what's that look like?
这个像什么？
It looks like a great big pile, doesn't it? It could be a pile of gravel.It could be a pile of sand. It's just a great big pile of stuff.
它就是一大堆的东西，一个特别大的堆，也许是一堆的沙子，一堆的谷子，反正就是一个特别多的量。
How much is in God's mercy?
神的怜悯里有多少呢？
Oh, you say all kinds of things in God's mercy.
啊，你说，哎呀，这里面真的太多了。
Has God ever been merciful to you?
神有没有对你很有怜悯呢？
Oh yes, you say.
是的。
I did something I shouldn't have done. He didn't punish me. I expected that he should punish me, but he didn't. I've received so much at the mercy of God.
你说我本来做了一些应该受惩罚的事，但是他没有。你说呀，神真的太好了，我一直在尝他的怜悯呢。
Sometimes I ask myself the question, where did I get this?
那我问自己，这是什么？
Okay.
这是我。
You tell me where I got this.
这是什么？
Where did I get this?
我从哪里拿这个？
Okay, there's always two answers, isn't there? One answer is, I worked for it. The other answer is, God gave it to me.
他就问这个从哪里来，他拿了一块五块钱。总是有两个答案，一个呢说我工作挣来的，一个呢说是神赐给我的。
I know lots of people who worked, they didn't get any of this.
因为我看见过很多人工作也没有拿到过这个东西。
I've got this because God was merciful to me. Everything I've got comes from His mercy.
我得到这个是因为神对我的怜悯呢，因为很多我所有的都是出于他的怜悯。
So what we've got here then are, is mercy. And if you wanted to know what the details of the mercy is, you would go to Romans 8. Romans chapter 8 is full of the mercies of God. And we've studied that for a long time because there's so much.Of God's mercy in it. If you want to know how good God is to His people, you go and study Romans chapter 8. It's marvelous.
所以罗马书八章，如果你想要知道 mercy 就怜悯啊，神的怜悯到底有多丰盛呢？你去看罗马书八章。哦，你读了你就知道，神真的是一位好神啊，他有太多丰盛的恩典和怜悯在那。
All right, so.The logic flow of Romans then is you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. He changes your life and He gives you all His mercies. And you say, this is marvelous.
所以罗马书的逻辑是你信靠耶稣基督，他改变你的生命，然后呢，他向你显明大的怜悯，你会说，哎呀，这真的太好了。
So the next question is, therefore, Because of the mercies of God, what do you do?
所以呢，因为神的怜悯，那我们做什么呢？
And so I thought I would draw a picture of you. So this is my picture of you.
然后我会画一个人，就是你了。
Okay, that's my picture of you.
是我画的你的像。
Okay, you're slightly better looking than that, but that's the best I can do.
你比这好看一点，但是我已经足够画到这是我最能画的样子。
So the question is, what are you going to do with you?
那你现在的问题就是，你知道刚才的那个神的怜悯以后，你该怎么办呢？你对自己该怎么样呢？
Many people say, I'm very important, I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
有的人会这么想，哎呀，我其实挺重要的，我就做我自己要做的事了。
God says, no, that's not good enough. There's something far more important for you.than what you might like to think you could do.
那神说那不这还不够，因为你还有很多更重要的，比你想的更重要的事要做。
So there's really two or three things you could do with you. One of the things you could do with you, you could do what you want to do.
那有几件你可以做的，一个呢你可以做你想做的。
The other thing that you could do with you is that you could do.What the devil wants you to do.
那你还可以做呢，魔鬼想要你做的。
And the third thing you could do is you could do what God wants.
第三呢，你可以做。
You to do.
你可以做神想要你做的。
So what's the best of the bunch?
那这一系列里面什么是最好呢？
Well, therefore, because God is full of mercy, and He's done so many wonderful things for you.You would like to take you and do something with you.
所以因为上面所说的，那神怜悯了，神给了你这么大的怜悯，所以你呢，可以因着这个做一些什么事情呢？
Now, if you didn't do what God wanted you to do with you, what are your two options?
如果你没有做神要你做的事，剩下的两个是什么选择呢？
You could do what you want to do with you, or you could do what the devil wants to do with you.
那你就想做自己要做的事和神和魔鬼要你做的事。
What's the difference?
这有没有什么区别？
What's the difference between you doing what you want to do with you and you doing what the devil wants you to do with you?
你想做。
What's the difference?
你想对自己所想要做的事和魔鬼想要你做的事这两件有什么区别吗？
There's really no difference, is there?
没有区别，其实。
It's all the same.
是一样的。
The devil's delighted for you to pretend you're doing what you want to do.
所以魔鬼特别高兴，让你发现你其实是做自己想做的事，因为这会给你一些假象。
We talked about that some time ago when we talked about the first story in the Bible, where you have God speaking and the talking snake.Speaking.
今天上午呢，我们在讲圣经的一段经文，讲到摩西的举的铜蛇。
Who would you listen to, God or a talking snake?
那你会听谁呢？一个会说话的蛇呢，还是神
？Oh, you say it'd be terribly foolish to listen to a talking snake.
你说
呀 ？Who would listen to a talking snake?
听一个会说话的蛇，是不是很搞笑吗？嗯。
And the answer is.Anybody who doesn't listen to God is really listening to a talking snake because it's the devil in us all saying, you don't have to do what God wants you to do. You don't have to follow God. You can do whatever you want. And it's the devil who's been talking like a talking snake to all the people in the world ever since. Our choice is very simple. We listen to God.Or we listen to the talking snake.
那实际上呢，你若不听神的话呢，你就一定会听那会说话的蛇。因为这条蛇呢，它要告诉你的总是鼓励你，把自己显出来。他说你就可以做自己想要做的事，你不需要听神的，你就自己做个决定就好了。这些话呢， 当你没有立志愿意跟随神的时候，最终一定是听蛇的。
So our question in verse 1 is, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。
So what are you going to do with your body?
那 你应该怎么对你的身体呢？
And the answer is you're going to present your body as a living sacrifice.
那答案就是你要把你的身体啊当作活祭献。
So this is an altar.
所以这是一个祭坛。
And in the Old Testament, there were animals that were sacrificed on this altar. The fire was burning on the altar, and they would put the animal there. They put an animal up there, and he'd be on the altar, and they would offer the animal there. God says, no, I don't want an animal on the altar. I want you to present yourself on the altar. And so on the altar now comes the... I can't really do this very well, but anyway... Okay, you present yourself on the altar.
那旧约呢，我们都知道祭坛上面是有祭牲的，就是献祭的。那在这个经文里，神告诉我们，我不要你做，不要你把祭物献上，我要把你自己献上。
Is that a good thing to do with you?
这是不是对你的是一个好的事情呢？
Okay, we're young. We've got all of life ahead of us. What are we going to do?
那我们还年轻，我们前面还有很多的事情。那我们该怎么来选择来做？
Well, therefore, because of the mercies of God, the most reasonable thing you could do would be to put yourself on the altar.
所以因为所以你看见了神的怜悯，所以最合理的事情，你就是把自己。当做一个活祭献在祭坛上。
Why?
为什么？
Because when you put yourself on the altar, all of the wonderful mercies of God will start flowing to you and through you.
当你把自己放在祭坛上的时候，神那无限的怜悯就开始流出来了。
But if you take yourself as yourself,The wonderful mercies of God that should be yours, you won't get.
那如果你把自己还当作自己，你要不听从神的呢？那从神里来的怜悯呢，就没办法临到你。
What was the problem of Israel in Romans 9 and 10 and 11?
在罗马书九十十一章，犹太人的麻烦是什么呢？
All the promises of God were there for them.
所有神的应许啊，都在那里给他们。
They resisted God.
但他们拒绝了神。
They didn't get His blessings and His mercies.
因此他们得不着神的祝福和怜悯了。
All right, so our verse goes on and it says,
我们的经文往下走。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world.
不要效法这个世界。
Okay?So as a matter of fact, what you've got here is your life in the mold of the world. It's the world who's got its control over the person who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
所以在你的身旁周围是一个世界，世界是把你当作一个模型啊，就是以他的方式去把你做出来的，而不是接受基督的那个样式。所以，这是你在被世界包围的，在你把自己当作活祭献上之前。
And so the book of Romans has plotted for us in Romans 1 and elsewhere. It basically says that when sin is in you, sin will control you and this life will not be a happy life. It'll not be a life of mercies.It'll be a life controlled by the world, and it's of no value.
所以罗马书一章就告诉我们，当你在最终的世界中，你的生活是没有自己控制的，是完全由罪来控制，我们都是罪的奴仆，也没有喜乐。
But the verse goes on and says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
然后第二节往下呢，他说你要心意更新而变化。
Okay, so if you want to get from here to here and the blessings of GodWhat you've got to do is you've got to do something with your mind.
所以在这里到下面一步的时候，中间这一步到祭坛那一步的时候，你要在你的心里哈，要发生变化。
And we have got to begin to think with our mind. We've got to begin to think like Jesus.
所以我们想要开始呢，用我们的脑子来思考，然后
Remember, this is all
about thinking.
The book of Proverbs says, even of the wicked man, that as he thinks in his mind, so is he. We are going to do what we think, and therefore we study the Bible in order to learn to think right.
所以我们总是要思考，用我们的理性。我们学习圣经也是带着我们有正确的思考。
So if in fact you learn to think right, you will find that you will be transformed from what you are to what you should be.
所以我们有了正确的思考呢，我们就会变化，就是。Transform 就会有一个
transform
变化、
yeah. So I said, how can I draw transform?
我们怎么把这个变化这个
I really don't know how to draw transform, but transform means that you're a much stronger being.
变形金刚就 transform.
Okay, not just skinny little skin and bones guy, but you're a bigger, stronger man now, and that's a bad way of illustrating it.But you can understand what I'm saying.
他说我想表达一下这个 transform, 所以我把这个人画得强壮了一点、哎、我画得不好的你们理解一下就这个意思。
If you let God fill your mind,
如果你让神呢充满你的头脑充满你的思想呢你人就会变化就是变得强壮。
You'll be a different person.
你就会变成不同的人。
But you've got to learn to think like God.How do you think like God?
但是你需要跟神那么思考，你怎么才能跟神那么样的思考？
Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And as you let the truth of God into your mind, you will be changed.
所以你让神的真理啊进到你的思想里啊，就会改变了，这是一个自然的结果。
So if you are changed, what will you get?
如果你改变了呢，你会得着什么呢？
It says, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, His pleasing, and His perfect will.
这样可以叫你查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Okay, so along comes God, and he says, listen, if you'll let me change your mind, you will begin to experience. You will test and you will prove what is good for you.
所以神在这里想告诉我们，如果你愿意让自己被神改变呢，你就能够证明，你就能够体察什么是好的旨意，善良的旨意。
Do you want what's good?
你想不想好的旨意呢？
Okay, and the answer is yes. Therefore, because of God's mercies, I want what's good.
所以我知道神的怜悯嘛，所以我特别想要知道怜悯是什么样的。
But the Bible says it's not only going to be good, it's going to be pleasing.
神也说呢，不但是好的，它还是喜悦的，就让你高兴的。
It'll be pleasant for you.
会让你高兴。
It'll be pleasant for God.
也为神，神也
高兴。And it'll be pleasant for the other people around you.
也让其他你身边的人感到喜悦。
I would rather have a life that is pleasing for God than a skinny life that's just here in the middle of nowhere like everybody else doing nothing.
那我希望就在边上，我那个是强壮在祭坛上的我，而不是在世界里那个瘦瘦小小的我。
Okay, and God says, listen, you can get all these things. You can get what God wants. You can live the mercy of God if you renew your mind.
所以如果你心意更新而变化呢，你就得着这一系列的旨意了，你就看清楚神是怎么做的。
Now the end of verse 1 reads, this is your spiritual act of worship.
Verse 1?
At the end of verse 1. This is your spiritual act of worship.
就如此侍奉呢，是理所当然的，就第一节的最后嘛。
But the parallel translation is, this is your intelligent response.
所以一个平行的译本呢，是说这是你的智慧的回应。
It's only logical. Because of all that goes before, in the light of all the mercies, intelligence says, present yourself to God and let Him make you the kind of person you ought to be. That is logical.
所以这里意思呢，就是这是理性的，是逻辑的。为什么逻辑呢？就是这个是一个很自然的选择。当你知道神的怜悯有多好，然后你也想明白的时候呢，你就会愿意按照神的话把自己当做活祭献上，你就能明白他这个旨意。这个做这个决定是非常理性的一个决定。
So I want you to count the think words in this passage.
对，我想
okay
让大家想想这段话里面的。
Don't just sit there, think.
你不要只坐在那，你可以想一想这里面的逻辑。
Okay, here are the think words. The first think word is therefore.
第一个逻辑呢是所以。
Let's think.
你可以想想。
The second word is, where are we here? The second word is your intelligent service. Your, what's it say in the, your spiritual worship, that means your intelligent service. So that's the second think word. What's the third think word?
第二个要思考的话呢，就是神所，是理所当然的。第三个呢？
Okay, the third think word is be renewed by the renewing of your mind.
第三个是心意更新而变化。
Okay, verse 3. For by the grace given to me, I say to every man, do not think. That's number 4. Of yourself more highly than you ought to, but rather think. Number 5. Of yourself with sober judgment. Think. Okay, it's all about thinking.
所以这一直是在讲 think 就是思想啊，就是他底下看所说的都是我们要思想出来的，包括从三节、
okay.
往后也连续提了三个 think.
So has God given you a good mind?
神有没有给你一个好的头脑呢？
I count it a great privilege to speak to this group.
我在这个场合跟大家讲经啊，我特别的荣幸。
I'm amazed. A lot of you have proven through your academic life and through your business life, a lot of you have proven that you're good at thinking.
我很高兴啊，就是我们在座的很多位在无论是学习还是在工作中啊，都证明你们是非常有逻辑、非常有头脑的。
Now God says, think. That's what I want you to do. Keep on thinking.
那神说呢，哎，思考就是我本来要你们做的，你们继续思考就好了。
So when you stand before God on Judgment Day, He's going to challenge you, and He's going to say, did you think?
所以当神在审判日起来的时候，他要挑战你哈，他说你真的思考了吗？
Now you say, yeah, okay, I'm going to think.I'm going to think this thing through.
你说好，我其实我会好好想一想。你说神都神。
I'm very encouraged. Many of you come to me before and after these meetings and on other occasions, and you say, "Excuse me, I've got a question. I've been thinking."
我希望大家或者这个会前、这个会之后呢，都可以来跟我说。你说对不起，我想跟你聊一聊，因为我一直在思想一个事情，这是非常好。
That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to think.
这就是神想要我们做，他想要我们思考，思考才会接近真理。
Do you want the mercies of God?
你想不想要神的怜悯啊？
How do you get them? Well, you get them by saying no to the world, but you let your mind think about the truth of God, and you say, Lord, I am willing to be a living sacrifice for you in order that I can get the blessings of life.
所以逻辑是你看见了恩典，然后你做了一个决定，离开这个世界，然后把自己献给神，然后让神进到你的脑子里，你就会开始变得强壮，为他而活。
So the question then is, what do you have to do to be a living sacrifice?
现在的问题是我需要做什么才能成为一个活祭？
The mercies of God are going to come to you and through you as you're a living sacrifice.
然后神的怜悯啊，会从你的把自己献为活祭这件事情中流淌出来，就是会临到你，因为你愿意，神的怜悯就显出来了。
What do you have to do to be a living sacrifice?
那你要成为一个活祭，要做什么呢？
All right, let's see what we can find here. We'll read verses 3 and 4 and 5. I'll just read until I stop. For by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given to you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not have the same function, so in Christ we are many, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
第三节开始，我凭着我所赐给我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。
Okay, so body number one, that's where we are.
所以身体第一。
Body number two, we become a living sacrifice.
那第二个身体呢，是我们成为活祭的身体。
And as a living sacrifice, we become part of body number three.
那因为我们献为活祭呢，我们就成为第三个支身体的一部分了。
And this body,
这个身体
is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ or the body of Christians.
那这是主耶稣的身体或者基督徒的身体。
And this body, therefore, is like this. See if I can draw it here, but
我尝试着画一画。
Okay, that's not a very good description. But this is not my body. This body is, it's really the local assembly.
这个不是我的身体了，那这是一个一群人组成的一个肢体，就是地方教会了。
What's verse 5 say?
那第五节说什么呢？
In Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。
Okay, so I can say I am me, I am very very good, everything's just fine.
我可以跟自己说，哎，我很好啊，我一切都很好。
That's the way the world would be. But I say, no, I want to live for Jesus. I'm going to present myself a living sacrifice so that I then become part of a far bigger and better body. This is the local assembly. It's also the body of Christ.
所以我可以说我很好，什么都没问题，这就是世界的人就是这样的。然后我也可以把自己献给神，然后在我献给神之后呢，我就会成为地方教会的一员，那我就成为基督身体的一员了。
Okay, so the Lord is saying, listen, there is something far greater than just me. There is me in conjunction with you doing a great work for God.Whereby we enjoy the mercies of God and we will get all the blessings of God.
所以这里不但是我们自己啊，我们要把自己献给神，我们就能得着在基督里一切的恩典，一切的祝福。
Okay, so again, my question is, what about my body?
那我现在的问题是，那我的身体发生什么了呢？
And the logic is my body is being part with you in your body. You're part of me, I'm part of you. We're all together in the body of Christ, and the picture of that is the local assembly right here.
那最后的答案就是呢，其实当我们信主以后，我们每一个人都成为一个地方教会的一员了。那这个教会本身就成了一个肢体，就是一个身体了。
So, The question then is, what does this body do?
那问题又来了，那这个地方教会这个身体又做什么呢？
Well, this body tells people about Jesus, doesn't it?
那这个身体就是告诉别人这个好消息，关于耶稣基督的嘛。
What's the most important thing I could do with my body?
那我对我的身体我能做最好的事是什么？
I could earn some more money.
我可以赚更多的钱。
If I earn some more money, would that help very much?
那如果赚更多的钱，这个能帮助我很多吗？
Not really.
其实也帮不了什么。
What else could I do with my body?
那我还能对我的身体做什么呢？
I could have some fun.
我可以玩一玩。
If I had nothing else to do, I'd be on a boat today.
那如果今天没有别的事呢，我可能就出去在船上待一待了。
But that wouldn't accomplish very much.
但这个也没有完全没有意义，对我来说。
I might get wet, but that wouldn't help terribly much.
虽然那个我最后会说一身湿的，但是这也其实也没有意义。
What could I do with my body that was going to be of value?
所以对我的身体来说，什么才是有价值的？
I could use my body in order to make things better in heaven for me forever.
因为我可以用我现在地上的身体来未来在天上给我预备有价值的。
And I could use my body in order to make things better for you in heaven forever.
我也可以用我的身体来帮助你预备在你的永恒天上有价值的财宝。
Well, in heaven forever is better than doing nothing right here now, isn't it? Or getting another $5.
所以在永恒里，在天上，你所预备的一定比今天在这个时刻多赚五块钱要有意义的多。
And so the apostle says, therefore.Use your mind. All of these mercies are available to you. Start investing in this body. That's where the blessings are going to come for you and for others forever.
这就是使徒保罗在这里想传递给我们的逻辑。他说，既然已经很清楚了这个信息，那你要一定要把自己献上啊，去再放在这个地方教会里。那你为你预备。将来预备永恒的根基，永恒的祝福，这个是很理智的，很自然，很逻辑的一个结论。
Okay, so what are we going to do?
那我们该怎么办呢？
Verse 6.
第六节。
We have different gifts according to the grace given us.
对，我们有个人所得的恩赐各有不同啊。
Okay.Are you a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ?
你是不是在主耶稣基督里的信徒呢？
Have you been born again?
你有没有重生呢？
Then if you've been born again, you've got special spiritual gifts.
如果你真的重生了，你就一定会有一个某一个方面的属灵的恩赐。
When a baby is born into a family,
如果一个孩子在家里出生的时候
It's all very exciting to find out what that child's gifts are.
我们都很高兴当我们发现一个孩子的这个聪明才智是在什么地方的时候。
And so the parents are excited to see, and they find that the child is playing with a ball, and they say, oh, he's maybe going to be athletic.
如果一个孩子很小的时候就踢球踢得很好，他说，哎，父母说他以后可能会是个运动员。
Or he starts drawing on a piece of paper, and you say, oh, maybe he's going to be artistic.
如果你看一个孩子在一个纸上画来画去，你说，哎，他以后长大了可能是个艺术家。
And the parent is always interested to see what gifts that child inherited because he was born.
所以一个父母呢，他总是特别关注这个孩子以后他的长处是什么，他的恩赐是什么。这是做父母天然会去关注。
And every child has some gifts.
每一个孩子呢，都会多少会有一些。
It's heartbreaking for the parent when the parent finds out that the childrefuses to use his gift and keeps his life only for himself.
所以作为父母很伤心的是什么呢？就是虽然孩子自己也知道他是这个恩赐，但是他就是不用然后就过自己喜欢的生活，这个父母就会觉得很失望。
But when the family decide to work together, all there are wonderful things that can happen.
如果一个家呢，各种不同恩赐的孩子在一起。这是一个非常美好的场景。
When you become a Christian, God gives you different gifts, spiritual gifts. You get natural gifts when you're born into the natural family. You get spiritual gifts when you're born again.
一样的道理，你在一个我们刚才讲的是自然出生的孩子的肉体出生的孩子的时候呢，他都会有地上的这些恩赐。属灵出生的孩子，他也有属灵的恩赐。那在一个属灵的家呢，这些恩赐也都可以用出来。
And God's plan is that we take these gifts and we let God move us and bless us, and then we become part of His body. And each of us uses our gifts in His body in order to do the great work of Christ, so that when we get to heaven, it's going to be marked.
所以当我们做一个理性的决定看见神的恩典，把自己献给活祭，作为活祭献给神的时候，我们肯定会需要这个恩赐，因为我们只有这样的恩赐才让我们能够合一的在这个大的基督的身体里能够做到更好的方面的，能够继承永恒的未来的根基永恒的产业。所以这样的恩赐是在我们做活祭以后会与我们有益的。
So there are seven different kinds of gifts that are given. Everyone's got at least one of these gifts. Here come the seven. Let's read about them.
所以每一个人呢都会底下讲了有七个恩赐每个人多少都会有一个。所以这就是很逻辑下来到这里，他自然就会要讲到底会有哪样的属灵的恩赐呢？
The second half of verse 6.
所以第六节的后半段开始一直往下。
If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it.In proportion to his faith.
那说预言呢，就当照着信心的程度说预言。
If it is serving, let him serve.
或做执事呢，就当依做执事。
If it is teaching, let him teach.
或做教导的，就当专一教导。
If it is encouraging, let him encourage.
或做劝化，就劝慰的，就当专一劝化。
If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously.
有施舍的就当诚实。
If it is leadership, let him govern diligently.
那治理的就当殷勤。
If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully.
怜悯人的就当甘心乐意。
So in order for the great work of God to be accomplished here on the earth, we have got these seven gifts that we can use for His glory.
所以为了神的荣耀呢，在神的家呢有这样的七个恩赐神给一个重生的孩子预备的。
Okay, so the first one is the gift of prophecy.
我们一个个看第一个呢就是预言的恩赐。
What does the gift of prophecy mean?
什么叫做预言的恩赐呢？
A prophet is someone who tells other people what is going to happen next.
那一个先知呢，是告诉别人未来要发生的事。
a prophet says, these things are going to happen. Oh, we say, well, we better follow that. If that's going to happen, we better do what's right.
一个先知会说呢，这些事情未来会发生，你们会说，哎呀，如果这样的话，我最好听他的，因为这个，我们若不听会有麻烦。
Okay, so, do you want to know what's going to happen tomorrow?
你想不想知道明天会发生什么呢？
I'll tell you, read your Bible.
我告诉你个方法，就读你的圣经，你就知道了。
If you had to sit down with Donald Trump and tell him what was going to happen tomorrow, what would you do?
如果你要跟川普说，明天会发生什么，你会怎么样？
You'd open your Bible and you'd say, Mr. Trump, I've got a message from God for you about tomorrow.
你一定会翻开圣经，你说川普，川普先生，我要给你一个信息，是从神的圣经来的。
And the Christians are always telling people to be ready for tomorrow. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so we preach, we prophesy, we tell people to get ready for tomorrow.
所以基督徒都是在讲道中呢，让人预备好明天，天国近了，你们要悔改。所以都是告诉别人明天要发生的事，让他们今天接受基督，预备好。
There are lots of tomorrows. There's tomorrows in this life. There are tomorrows after this life. A prophet is going to tell people what to do to get ready for tomorrows.
所以有很多的明天的意思啊，我们常说的明天是指今生的明天，也有明天是指到永恒里。所以作为一个说预言的呢，你总是要把未来要发生、必然要发生的事呢，要告诉别人。
So, there are many people who have that job. If you got somebody you can tell about the wonderful message of God, tell them about what God is going to do tomorrow. Let them get ready for tomorrow.
如果你有从神来的最好的话是什么呢？就是告诉别人未来一定会发生的事，让他预备好，预备好。等候未来的事。
But the next gift is the gift of service.
第二个呢是执事。
Okay,
就是服侍。
What is a servant?
一个仆人是什么样的？
A servant is someone who helps somebody else.
一个仆人就是一个帮助他人的人。
And so I get very excited about Tuesdays here at 16.
我很喜欢这个星期二的我们教会的这个安排。
Because as soon as we finish speaking at 12 o'clock, all of a sudden all the chairs start to move and all the tables start to move, and in a couple of minutes everything's set up for the next meeting.
我们十二点的前面一场结束以后呢，很快呢，各种椅子就开始动起来了，桌子就开始动起来了，然后过一会儿呢，所有的新的这个安排，桌子的安排就都做好了。
And a lot of people from this room go into that room.
然后很多在
And all of a sudden, there's lots of food.
然后很多在这个房间的人呢，都跑到那个房间去，然后过一会儿就多了很多吃的。
Okay, our job at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel is to tell people about tomorrow.
所以我们十六街教会呢，我们的工作呢是要告诉别人未来会发生的事。
But each of us chips in and says, I could help, I could help, and each one does what he can do in order to serve so that the message of the assembly and the message of Jesus is carried on. We're all part of this body and we're all doing what we can. Some people are the prophets telling what's going to happen. Other people are serving.
所以在有些人要把这个未来告诉别人的时候，那总是要很多人一起来服侍。那每个人说呢，哎，我可以做点这个，我可以做点那个。所以你发现很多很多一起过来帮忙的人，这就是执事了，就过来帮忙。就你可以做点这个，他可以做点那个，这就是一个大的一个身体啊，就都出来。
So when I was younger, I used to ask myself the question, Harold, what is your job in the service of Jesus Christ?
我在小孩子的时候，我经常问自己，我说 Harold, 你在神的服事里，你的工作是什么呢？
And my first answer was, my job is to tell people about Jesus.
那我第一个反应就是，我的工作呢是告诉别人关于耶稣基督的好消息。
And my second job is to help people get to the point where they can listen about Jesus.
那我第二个工作呢，是把人带到一个场景和环境里，让他能够听见耶稣基督的消息。
So I may not be able to teach them, but maybe I could bring them, so somebody else could teach them.
虽然我自己可能不一定能把他讲明白，把道理给他，但是我可以把他带到一个人那里，让他弄明白。
I may not be able to explain it to them, but at least I can help them, I can encourage them, so that somebody else could explain it to them.
虽然我自己没能把道理给他讲明白，我可以帮助他，安慰他，然后给别人以机会来把这个福音讲出来。
But there's a third,
还有第三个
job here.
第三个。
And it is the end of verse 7. If it's teaching, let him teach.
那就是七节的后半段了。做教导的就当专一教导。
So the prophet says, this is what's going to be happening.
那先知说呢，说这个是要发生的事。
But the teacher explains it, and he helps them understand it, and he encourages them in it.
那教导在做什么呢？教导就告诉别人为什么是这样，帮助别人接受和理解，也鼓励他们能够去接受。
So it's not just one voice that comes from the local assembly. It's many voices. Some are prophets, and some are teachers, and the rest of us are serving to make sure that that works.
所以你会发现呢，有很多很多的角色啊，在一个大的肢体，一个大的家庭里，有的在说未来要发生的事，有的人帮助别人来理解这个事情，有的来就是来服务啊，就是能来帮忙。
And the fourth kind of service, the fourth kind of gifting is the gift of encouraging.
那第四个呢，就是劝化啊，就是劝慰鼓励的。
Okay, lots of people are discouraged in life.
我们的生命里啊，很多常常是碰到很沮丧的事情。
They need to be encouraged.
所以我们常需要鼓励我们的人。
How long does it take a child to go from the insecurity of infancy to the confidence of a man?
作为一个孩子，从一个不能没有什么安全感的婴儿的状态到一个成人的状态，他需要多长时间？
Answer lots of encouragement along the way.
就是他需要很长的鼓励的时间啊，在他的一生中。
And mommy and daddy will encourage.
他的父母会鼓励他。
And the teachers will encourage.
老师也会鼓励他。
And one way or another, the person is encouraged to keep going. But you know, sometimes we get discouraged.
所以我们是在鼓励中成长，但是呢，在生命中总是会碰到沮丧的事。
And so if someone you know is discouraged, you encourage them.
如果你看见了这样的沮丧的人呢，你就会去劝慰他。
But there's another kind of service. It's at the middle of verse 8. It says, if it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously.
那第八节的中间呢，在讲施舍的就当诚实，这是第五个了。
So you might say, well, I'm not sure what my gift is, but I've got a few of these in my pocket. Maybe I could give them to somebody who needs it so that they would be encouraged to carry on the work of God.
那比方说呢，我虽然做不了什么，但是呢，我可以给一点钱给到一个需要的人啊，鼓励他继续往下走。
Okay, so what are we going to do at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel on Saturday?
那我们星期六我们教会会做什么呢？
Well, we're going to try to clean the chapel.
那我们会叫这个周六会打扫除。
Okay, we painted the chapel, but to paint the chapel cost a lot of money. Somebody put some money in, said, we need a better chapel, we need the chapel clean. They gave some money.
那比方说呢，我们前面刚刚把教会刷了一遍漆啊，那这些都从哪来呢？都是有奉献来。那有人觉得，哎，我需要奉献一点给教会，那就那这个钱就可以花在比如说这个油漆上。
Other people say, okay, I'm just going to come and work. I won't contribute my money on that occasion. I'll just contribute my hours. And so we do that.
那也有的人说，那我可能没办法奉献钱，那我可以奉献的时间，我可以过来工作啊，我可以来就来刷油漆。
All right, so the next one is that we could show leadership.
那下面呢，可能就是治理的第六个。
What is leadership?
那治理是什么意思？
Leadership is taking somebody else with you and you lead them to do what has to be done.
就是呢，你组织一些人跟着你来完成一项工作。
Very often you will find a mother or a father working with a child and they will be teaching the child. They'll be leading the child. They'll work together.
你会看见有的时候父母会跟孩子一起工作啊，带领他啊，也会教导他。
We had a lot of that in our house when we were children.
在我自己的家呢，我们经常是这样。
And my mother would say, "We're going to be entertaining somebody, some people. We'll entertain them for the glory of God." Harold, Norma, you work with us to get ready for it.
比方说呢，我的小时候呢，我的妈妈经常会说 Harold 和 Norma， 我们家呢要请一些神的仆人或者神的工人。过来吃饭，那我们需要你们俩呢一起来帮忙。
So they exercised the leadership, but they wanted to make sure that they had some followers, so we had to follow them.
当时那个时候呢，我的父母就是那领导人，然后呢，我们俩就是那个跟随的，所以这就是一个治理的意思。
So we would help our mother and father for the work that they were doing at home, and it wasn't long before we started helping them for the work that they were doing here at the chapel. They were leading, we had to follow.
那他们会做计划，有的时候是在家，有的时候在教会，他们负责计划，我们负责跟随，这就是治理和跟随的关系。
I used to like it when we had when my parents were doing a work for God in our home, because it usually meant that we would entertain these people for a meal.
那我经常喜欢是他们在家来招待啊，那就意味着我们可以好吃的。
And I used to like it especially because when my mother entertained people for a meal, we always had better desserts.
我也特别喜欢这样的场合，因为每一次我妈妈安排这样的招待的时候，她总是那个会有特别的甜点给客人。
And it's true, we had to do some work beforehand.
当然了，在前面我们会有一些辛勤的工作。
But it was always nice to get the desserts.
但每次吃到甜点总是很开心的。
And it was always nice to see the people at the table learning the truths of God from my mother and from my father and from the others. And as children, we said, you know, the work of God is good. We can see what God is doing right here in our house.
所以，但是更高兴的是，你总看见桌上的，被请的人能够受益于或者我妈妈或者我父亲的教导或者其他人的帮助。我们做孩子就看见哦，神的工作真的是真是活的啊，就在我们家就在进行。
And then we would bring others of our friends and so on to the chapel here, and we'd watch what God was doing in their lives as a result of those who were leading us, but we were just following, but we were getting something done. We need in every work of God, you need leaders and you need followers.
所以在教会的安排也是一样。那你看见这么美好的事情成就的时候，你会看见哦，原来是有安排的、有组织的、有领导的，这你就觉得这是一个非常有机的整体了。
And the last of the seven gifts is those who show mercy.
最后呢，第七个就是怜悯人的。
Are you good at showing mercy?
你是不是特别擅长怜悯人呢？
What's it mean to show mercy?
那什么叫做显示怜悯呢？
Well, it usually means that somebody did something that was very wrong or bad.
这就意味着呢，有人做了一个特别糟糕的事。
And instead of just blaming them for doing something that was wrong or bad. You show kindness and mercy to them. You don't blame them, but you love them. You help them. You correct them. You encourage them so that they carry on.
那就意味着你呢，看见了他们这样的一个错误以后，你就鼓励他们，在他们悔改的时候，你鼓励他们，帮助他们，让他们继续往前走，让他们感受到赦罪的恩典，所以这就是怜悯。
What is the Christian life all about?
那一个基督徒的生命是一个什么样的生命啊？
It's all about mercy.
都是关乎怜悯的。
Why does God do His work in you?
为什么神要在你里面做工呢？
Because he's merciful. He doesn't bless you because you're so good. He blesses you because he's a God of mercy.
他祝福你不是因为你好，他祝福你因为他是一位有怜悯的神。
Why does God work through you?
那神为什么要在你的生命中做工呢？
Does he work through you because you're so good?
是因为你特别好，他要在你里面做工。
No, he works through you because he's so merciful.
不是的，是因为他是一位有怜悯的神。
And so you say, well, if God was merciful to me, I'm going to say no to the world. I'm going to live a living sacrifice so that I can be part of his body so that he can show mercy to other people.
所以你就自然会得出一个结论，如果他是如此有怜悯，我就愿意离开这世界，把自己献为活祭，让神把我放在一个教会的肢体的一部分，让我们的工作能够合一的帮助别人再去看见得着神的怜悯。
Okay, so God says, listen, there's a wonderful work to do because of all the good things that God has done for you, all the good things that God has promised you. Don't lose out on them. You present yourself a living sacrifice.
所以在这里我们看见呢，保罗想告诉我们，神给了我们那么多的好处，你不要就是停在那个阶段啊，你往前进一下，你把自己献给他，然后你就会看见更好的事情发生，你就能够成为一个大的肢体的一部分。
Okay, so the two questions then that flow, number one, what do I do? Number two, how do I do it?
所以两个问题，第一个呢是我要做什么，第二个是我怎么做。
What do you do? Well, you do each of those seven things. As you have that gift, you do those seven things.
你要做什么呢？就是这七样的恩赐。那你当你发现你有这个呢，你就往这个方面去走就好了。
But the next question is, all right, if I do it, how do I do it?
那下一个问题就是，如果我发现我有，我该怎么做呢？
And the Bible is a wonderful book because it tells you what to do and then it tells you how to do it.
圣经是一本非常好的书，它既告诉你要做什么，又告诉你怎么做。
Okay, and so I'm a counter. I like to count.
我喜欢数啊，喜欢数人。
And I counted seven things. The Lord says what to do. Seven things were to do. We just studied those.
我刚才数了数，就数七个恩赐啊。
And the next part of the chapter is how to do it.
第二个呢，下面的部分九节开始就是怎么做。
And there are 28 things in the explanation of how to do it.
这样的一个大段的解释里面呢，神讲了28件事情。
And that's very exciting.
很让人激动的。
What's the relationship between 7 and 28? What was that again? Somebody said it. Four times seven, 28.
所以七和二十八之间是什么关系啊？就乘以四嘛。
And so for each of the seven things we're to do, there's four things that we're how we're to do it.
所以相当于呢，至少每七个里面的一个呢，你会对应至少四个的方式啊，怎么如何来做。
And so the number 28 in Scripture is often used just to explain that this is the full panorama of the things that have to be done.
所以28在圣经里它告诉我们一个全景啊，就是所有的能够看见的那些点呢都包含了。
Okay, and so I guess I've got to to interrupt for a minute. As you know, we like to give away pens with secret light bulbs in them on Sunday mornings. If you wanted to get a pen, I would like you could memorize verses 1 and 2 in this chapter. They're marvelous verses to memorize.
我打断一下呢，就是我们都知道周日哈，我每个主日会送一支笔给背了两节经文的一个弟兄或姊妹，我高度鼓励大家去背这个罗马书十二章的一到二节，这是特别棒的。
We want us all to learn to memorize many, many verses. But if you wanted to do some memory, you memorize one and two, verses one and two.
我当然希望大家能背更多，但如果你一定要选一个经文要背呢，那罗马书十二章的一二节啊是特别特别经典好的经文，所以这就为什么我们花好长的时间来解释这两节经文。
All right, so the first then of all of these things, how to do it. The first one is in verse 9, love must be sincere.
那第一个如何做的第一个就是爱人不可虚假。
That's a marvelous place to start.
这是一个特别好的地方可以开始。
You just tell people that you love them.
你就告诉人呢，你爱他。
You let them know that you love them.
你也让他们知道呢，你爱他们。
Love people sincerely.
就是爱人呢，不要虚假。
There was a man who used to be an overseer in this assembly.
以前呢，这个教会有一个监督，就是长老了。
He got very, very sick, and he had to move away.
他病得很重，他要离开。
He had ALS, and he couldn't move his body at all. He couldn't talk. He couldn't move. He couldn't breathe on his own. He couldn't eat on his own.
他一种病叫 ALS 啊，就是不能动，也不能说话，也不能吃东西，也甚至也不能靠自己来呼吸。
But his mind was still there.
但是他的头脑还是清醒的。
I used to go and visit him.
我去拜访他。
And when I went, I didn't really know what to do.
然后我去的时候，我也不知道该做什么。
He could look at me with his eyes.
他能用他的眼睛看着我
but he couldn't smile.
但他不能笑
he couldn't talk.
也不能说话
he couldn't wave at me.
也不能跟我挥手
and I used to say to his wife, what do I do? What do I say?
然后我就跟他的太太说我该做什么我该说什么呢
and she said, you tell him about everybody he loves at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
然后呢，他太太说呢，那你就告诉他关于一切在十六街教会这个弟兄所爱的那些弟兄姊妹们。
He couldn't do anything else, but he could pray for everybody at the chapel.
他虽然不能做任何事，但他可以在心里为每一个教会的人祷告。
He loved sincerely.
这就是他爱人没有虚假呀。
So the first thing.About how to be part of this wonderful life, the life which is a living sacrifice, the life that's part of the Church of God. The first thing is we love sincerely.
所以怎么样能够做到那七个恩赐呢？成为这肢体当中有益的一部分呢？第一就是你爱人不可虚假。
The second thing is we hate what is evil.
第二呢，就是你恶呢要厌恶。
Do you hate evil?
你恨不恨恶罪呢?
How bad is evil?
那恶事有多糟糕啊?
Well, we're not supposed to just say, oh, we've got to tolerate that. We're saying, no, no, we hate it. We don't want that. And a hate is a good thing.
那我们不会说,哎呀,我容忍一下就好了。不不不,你说我不要罪的东西,我恨恶恶。
The next thing is we cling to what is good.
那第三呢，就是善要亲近，亲近就是那个抓住啊，就是 cling 就抓住。
Cling means hang on to.
就是牢牢的抱着，抓住。就是、cling.
K keep what is good. Don't get rid of what is good.
就是甩掉丢掉那个不好的，抓住那好的。
Get rid of what's evil, but don't get rid of what is good.
所以恶呢你要扔了，但是不要把善扔了。
And the fourth one is be devoted to one another in brotherly love.
那呢，爱弟兄要彼此亲热。
How do you love? Well, you love like a brother should love.
那这个爱呢，是像一个弟兄的爱一样。
Not all brothers love the way they should.
不是所有的弟兄呢，都是按照应该有的方式相爱。
Not all sisters love the way they should.
也不是所有的姊妹呢，都是按照这个应该有的方式彼此相爱。
I had a friend once. I said, your sister lives near here. Do you spend a lot of your time with your sister?
以前我认识一个人，我说你姐姐不住在很近吗？你有没有跟她经常在一起啊？
She says, no, I can't.
然后她说呢，哎呀，我不可以。
I said, why is that? She said, because my sister only lies to me.
她说我不可以常跟她在一起。然后她说为什么呢？因为我姐姐跟我在一起，她总撒谎。
She's always lying.
她总是对我撒谎。
I've never heard of a sister like that. That's not the kind of sister I've got.
我没有这样的姐姐，所以我不能理解。
Okay, what a terrible thing.
这是多么糟糕的事。
To have a brother or a sister who doesn't really love you in just a brotherly love way.
所以这是很糟糕的，就是我们没有，虽然有一个弟兄或姊妹的关系，但是没有真实的爱哈，那是非常糟糕。
How many brothers, how many sisters do you have?
你有多少的弟兄姊妹呢？
Answer, if you're part of the local assembly, if you're part of the body of Christ, you've got lots of brothers and sisters.
答案是，如果你真的因着把自己献为活祭，成为这肢体的一部分，那你的弟兄姊妹是非常非常非常多的。
And you may say, wow, that's a lot of people to love.
你会说，哎呀，这真是有很多的弟兄姊妹彼此相爱。
And that's true, but the other side of it is, that's a lot of love to get.
那当然，你也得着很多弟兄姊妹的爱。
Because you see, when you love them, they love you. We all love one another. What a wonderful place it is.
所以你爱他们的时候呢，他们也爱你，这是多么好的一件事呢。
And so often we hear a line that goes like this. They say, you know, if you go to that church, you'll like it because the people love one another there.
所以你会经常以这个来判断那个教会啊，你说哎呀，在那个教会你能看见弟兄彼此相爱。
How much should we love one another?
那我们应该如有多深要彼此相爱呢？
Well, you can't love one another too much.
答案是呢，多深都够，都不够。
And so we say, Lord, I help me to love the people even more.
对，所以你总是跟神祷告说，哎呀，主啊，你给我爱人更深的心呢。
Now the next one is honor one another above yourselves.
那恭敬人要彼此推让。
Okay.
讲谦卑了。
That gets to be very awkward sometimes.
有的时候呢，会还挺让人尴尬的。
If there's a narrow doorway, and you are going through the doorway, and somebody else is going through the doorway, who goes through first?
比方一个很窄的门，那你要通过，另外一个人也要通过，谁先走呢？
And sometimes say, well, you go first.
你会有的时候你会说，你先走。
And then they say, no, you go first.
然后对方说，那你先走。
And you go, okay. And it can become a real problem as we continue to honor one another before ourselves.
如果我们彼此谦让呢，那你会发现你会在这让半天。
So one of you was asking the question recently, and that is, who gets the priority in the assembly?
那我们有时候会问这个问题，那在一个教会里呢，谁是有优先的？
Okay, do some of us get a better name than others?
有没有人比别的人的名更好一些呢？
Do some of us get a better position than others?
有的人比别的人的位置更高一些呢？
No.
没有。
Jesus gets all the glory in the assembly.
因为教会，耶稣是得着一切荣耀的。
And all the rest of us in his sight are equal.
那在耶稣边上的我们的这一切的孩子们都是平等。
And so each of us honor the other person more.
而且呢，我们每一个人都是让别人更能更得荣耀，而不是自己。
All right. Actually, if we do this, it's a pretty nice place.
如果我们这么行呢，那这个地方是会是个很美的地方。
The next line says, verse 11, never be lacking in zeal.
十一节呢，殷勤不可懒惰。
Okay, so the Christian is a very enthusiastic person.
那基督徒呢，是一个非常有热情的一群人。
When I was much younger,
我小的时候。
We used to plan activities for the youth in the assembly.
我们经常在这个教会呢来计划一些年轻人的活动。
And after I'd been doing it for a while, I reached a wonderful conclusion.
我做了一段时间以后呢，我就得到一个很美的这个结论呢。
It went like this: I couldn't plan anything that went wrong.
那就是我不能计划所有那搞砸了的事。
And I asked myself after a while, why is it that everything I plan succeeds?
那为什么我每一次我计划的事能成呢？
And it's because the people who were working with me and who we were trying to serve, they did everything with zeal.
答案就是一个，就是不是靠着我的计划，而是参与进来的人，每个人都是非常热情的。
And so it wouldn't matter what we did, they made it a great success.
所以不管我们怎么计划，不管我们怎么做，每一个参与进来的人，因为因着他们的热情，总是让这个活动变得很成功。
Okay, what's it say again? It says, never be lacking in zeal.
所以殷勤不可懒惰，就不要少了这个火热，不要少了热情。
So just one more story, and that is that one Christmas we decided that all the young people at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel were going to go to Manning Park to go skiing for a day.
那在一个圣诞节的时候呢，我们决定这边的孩子们都一起去一个溜冰场溜冰。
Manning Park is about 3 hours away.
那个地方离这里差不多要三个小时车程。
We thought we'll leave here at 6 o'clock in the morning. We'll go to Manning Park. We'll get there at 9 o'clock in the afternoon. Sorry, 9 o'clock in the morning.
所以我们这么计划，就是我们一早六点从这出发，到那个地方呢是早晨九点。
We'll ski all day till 3 o'clock.
然后我们滑冰滑一整天，滑到下午三点。
We'll come back to the chapel at 6 o'clock at night.
然后我们会回到这个教会呢，差不多晚上六点。
We'll have supper and a preach.
然后我们就可以一起吃点东西，以及讲道。
And then we'll go home.
然后就回家了。
And so everybody said, "Okay, we'll do that."
然后每个人都说，这个不错，那我们就这么做吧。
And so I said, "All right, I will rent the bus."
然后我说好，我来去租那个车子。
So I phoned around, and I got the cheapest bus that we could get to save money.
然后呢，我们就打了一圈电话，就找了一个最便宜的巴士啊，就是能够省钱。
We got in the bus, we started to go, but the bus wouldn't go over 40 miles an hour.
然后我们是上了车，然后呢就可以走了，但发现呢，这个车因为租太便宜了。它的时速不能超过40英里。
Okay, and when it got to a hill, it slowed down.
因为它每次爬坡的时候就慢下来了。
okay? And we got to Manning Park to ski at about 11:30.
然后我们六点出发，到那已经十一点半了。
And we had to leave again to get home about 1 o'clock.
然后我们又只能一点钟就赶紧往回赶了，因为否则赶不上晚上六点。
And I felt terrible.
哎呀，我真的感觉太糟糕了。
And everybody else had a wonderful day.
但除了我以外，每一个人都觉得这一天很高兴。
Okay, why?
为什么？
Because they weren't lacking in zeal.
因为他们没有这个，他们不缺这个火热，不缺这个热情。
They loved one another.
因为他彼此相爱。
We played games on the bus.
我们在巴士上做游戏。
We sang on the bus.
我们在巴士上唱歌。
We told jokes on the bus.
我们在巴士上说笑话。
But because the people loved Jesus, and they loved one another, and they had zeal, that day was a great success.
所以正是因为每一个人爱耶稣，他们每一个人都在主里有热情。所以那一天，即便这样的安排，依然是很成功的。
How do we do the work of God?
我们怎么来做神的工呢？
We do it with love, and we do it with zeal, and God will bless His work.
所以我们就在爱里，在热情里做就好了。神自然会带领他的工。
What a wonderful thing!
这是多么美好的事。
God wants to show us His mercy in the context.Of the local church.
所以神愿意在一个地方教会的背景里来显明他的怜悯和大能。
And so we sometimes sing a little hymn that goes like this: I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God.
有的时候我们会唱这么一首圣诗：我如此高兴，或是喜悦，因为我是神家的一员。
All right, that's our lesson for today. We'll carry on with the rest of the 28 how-tos next week.
那我们下一周会把这28个怎么做来讲完。今天先停在这。
Lord, would you just bless us, please?
主啊，求您继续祝福我们。
We thank you so much for what Jesus Christ has done for us.
我们如此感恩为耶稣为我们所做的一切。
Each of us who know you say, Lord, you've been so merciful to me.
主啊，我每个人都说，主啊，你如此的对我们有怜悯呢。
And Lord, to think that you want to continue to be merciful to us is a marvelous thought.
您愿意继续的向我们显明这怜悯，这样的事是多么美好呢。
Lord, would you help us to be living sacrifices, please?
主啊，求您带着我们真成为这活祭。
In order that your mercy might rest upon us and flow through us to all around.
借着这样的事，让您的怜悯显明在我们身上，也借着我们流淌出去。
Lord, we give thanks for your goodness to us. May each of us say, Lord Jesus, I want you to save me. I want you to be merciful to me.
主啊，我们盼望每一个人都说，愿意你救我，愿意你显明恩典给我。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.